T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tensions remain high in Venezuela. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is with us. Manuel, we understand there's a blockade that is stopping relief supplies from coming in.
That's right. President Nicolas Maduro has said that he would order the military to stop any of that humanitarian aid from reaching Venezuela. And there is video of a drone that was shot, sent over one of the highways that connect the two countries, which shows that he's actually ordered people to use giant containers to block the road there. But that humanitarian aid continues to make its way closer to Venezuela, reaching just over into Cucuta, Colombia, where the big question is now, what will happen? Will the military in Venezuela not allow that aid to come through when you have scores of Venezuelans who are saying that this is much needed, desperately needed here? People who say they do not have enough food, do not have the medicines that they need. The president here, Nicolas Maduro, and of course the interim president, who has been recognized by the United States, Juan Guaido, taking very different stances on the aid. Maduro accuses the U.S. of only sending the aid as an effort to use it as a political ploy to boost Juan Guaido's stance here as the rightful president of the country.
You mentioned the military. Is the military the key here? He who controls the military, be it Maduro or Guaido, has the advantage?
Absolutely. That has been the key in everything that we've heard, not only from Maduro here, who daily on state TV shows himself very cozy with the military, making it very obvious to people here that he is still largely in control, but also the messages we're hearing from the United States. Just yesterday, the White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said that the U.S. would consider lifting sanctions on any senior military officers who decided to switch sides over to Guaido. So those messages there from both sides there, from the very top of both sides, give you an indication of how important the military is here. And while there has been one defection of a general, the vast majority at this point still appear to be loyal to Maduro.
As you talk to people there in Caracas, what are you hearing? Are they shy about pledging their allegiance openly one way or the other, or are the supporters for either Maduro or Guaido very happy to come out and say, I support him?
The dynamic has changed since the last few times that we've been here. For the first time, you're hearing people very vocal in the support of Guaido, and even in neighborhoods that were very pro-Maduro, it's starting to change a little bit. People are losing some of that fear. Part of that is because the last big protest that happened here, there wasn't any significant violence or threats of intimidation by either pro-Maduro gangs or the security forces here. You'll remember that when Guaido was recognized by the United States, the security forces are accused of murdering up to 40 people in the protest. That didn't happen the last time around. So I think that even though there are a lot of people who feel emboldened and feel like they can express their opinion, there is still a lot of stiff opposition on the ground here to Juan Guaido.
CBS News correspondent Manuel Bojorquez in Caracas, Venezuela. Manuel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.